Transformative Youth and Criminal Justice Reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
It's 88 degrees in Topeka, 87 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines, of course. At 3:30, we always bring you the news at the top and the bottom of the hour. At 3:44, U.S. rivers were once so polluted that lots of fish couldn't even live in them. And then in the 1970s, federal laws took on the problem.
Oh, there's all these species that have come back.
Even as fish and wildlife are rebounding in many rivers, other problems are still looming. Celia Yopis-Jepson will tell us all about it coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
As far as the weather goes, mostly clear skies this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight, humid with a low in the mid-60s. Partly sunny tomorrow, still humid, highs in the lower 80s, partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows around 60, highs around 80 are expected on Wednesday.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
88 degrees in Topeka, 87 here in Lawrence, 87 in Chanute. The time is 3:20, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock. From 5 to 9 a.m., Morning Edition is the program. Leila Fadlane Martinez are your national hosts. Matthew Algio will bring you the regional news. Morning Edition, 5 to 9 tomorrow on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 3:30.
And issued her a symbolic presidential pardon.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier will not be running this year to reclaim his former job. Collier did not show up to file for governor today before the gavel at the Kansas Secretary of State's office in Topeka struck at noon, signifying that the filing deadline had passed. That means Collier won't be on the Republican primary ballot in August. However, a surprise candidate will run as a Democrat for Kansas governor. State House reporter Zach Boblett has more on Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog's announcement.
Skoog's surprising announcement makes the Democratic gubernatorial primary a three-way race. Skoog currently serves as mayor of the second-largest city in the state, Overland Park. He's not been a Democrat for long, as Skoog switched party affiliations in 2022. Skoog says he's not changed, but the party he once supported has.
My values did not adjust to what the Republican Party has become today.
Skoog's running mate is Fredonia Family Practice Dr. Jennifer McKinney. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Republican president of the Kansas Senate, Ty Masterson, has selected a fellow lawmaker as his running mate in the race for Kansas governor. Fellow state senator Jeff Klemp is joining Masterson's ticket. President Donald Trump endorsed Masterson's campaign last week. That has proven to be a big boost to Republican primary candidates nationwide. Masterson says the endorsement led him to choose Klemp.
Since I have the President Trump's endorsement, I have the luxury of being able to choose the best guy for the job.
Klemp, who is a businessman from Leavenworth County, is not up for re-election and could return to the legislature if he loses. Klemp won a hotly contested state Senate race in 2024 by just 31 votes. A Kansas group is providing grants for programs aimed at treating substance abuse. Kansas Fights Addiction oversees 75% of opioid settlement funds that come into the state. More than $4 million is available in grants. Programs that use either community health workers or peer recovery are eligible. These programs help people transition from clinical treatment to everyday life. For example, these can include health workers assisting with housing. Alyssa Nava with Kansas Fights Addiction says peer counseling has become an important treatment.
With the peer side of things, there really is this additional component where they're able to provide that connection and guidance from their own lived experience.
The grants are open to most organizations or cities. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. The deadline for application is June 26th. And just one editorial note, the Sunflower Foundation is a supporter of several KPR programs. It is 3:35.
This is all. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In the U.S., industries and cities used to pollute rivers so heavily that at least one in Ohio caught fire a dozen times. But a half century ago, a series of landmark federal laws started reining in water pollution. As a result, some rivers across the nation are bouncing back to life. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson filed this report.
The Spring River starts in Kansas. Whitney says an improving Spring River benefits not just wildlife, but people, too. Toxic metals are bad for our health and our fun.
Swimming, fishing in a nice, clean river is a lot more fun than doing it in a river filled with metals. Like if you wanted to go fishing and eat your fish, you can't do it if it's filled with metals.
Plus, with pollution like that, there wouldn't be many fish to catch. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Union Station, presenting the Berlin Wall, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence. We are also always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
Coming up in our next half-hour news headlines at 4:01, at 4:06, we're going to speak with the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Ross Baraka. You may have noticed over the weekend there were quite a few protests taking place outside the Delaney Hall detention facility. They've grown violent in recent days. That story and more still to come on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
From NPR, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old Fashioned Reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KAMB HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in a little bit more than 1 minute. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
To NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theaterlawrence.com.
It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Abilene, 90 in Atchison, and the time is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, lots of other frequencies, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
Thanks so much for tuning into KPR this afternoon. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. At 4:36, Tina Peters is being released from jail early. I can just hear you asking, Laura, who is Tina Peters? Well, guess what? We'll tell you all about her, what she did, why she was in prison, why she's not now, and why it's such a big controversy. Then you hear the phrase Democrats in disarray a lot. But not in Iowa, where suddenly Iowa Democrats appear to be very much in array. Competitive U.S. Senate race. Surprisingly competitive elections for U.S. House and for the governor's office. What are they doing right or wrong, depending on your perspective on it? Coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Meadowlark Wine Bar and Kitchen, located at 1011 Massachusetts Street, offering a curated selection of traditional and natural wines, handcrafted cocktails, and a variety of shareable plates and entrees. More at meadowlarkwinebar.com.
Mostly clear skies are expected this evening, turning mostly cloudy late tonight. It's going to be humid overnight, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still humid, highs in the lower 80s, lows around 60. Tomorrow night, sunshine on Wednesday with a high around 80 degrees. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Topeka, 86 in Manhattan, and it is 4:20.
Many people in Iran are back online after a three-month internet blackout. It began soon after the U.S. and Israel launched their war in February. Now, Iranians are learning about the extent of the damage and death and can now share what they've endured with the world. Hear what they're saying tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Alchio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Thank you so much for tuning into KPR this afternoon. We have news headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. It's 88 degrees in Topeka and 90 in Atchison. It is 4:30.
And the third is an mRNA vaccine from Moderna. It takes time for manufacturers to make enough product for clinical trials, so it'll likely be several months before any candidate reaches the outbreak.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier will not be running this year to reclaim his former job. State House reporter Zach Boblett explains the decision came after the loss of a key endorsement and the banging of a gavel.
If you drive down the Kansas Turnpike, you might see a Jeff Collier billboard that quotes President Donald Trump saying that Collier is one hell of a governor. Despite that quote, in this current campaign, President Trump decided not to endorse Collier. Instead, during Memorial Day weekend, Trump endorsed State Senator Ty Masterson. Collier did not show up to file for governor Monday before the gavel struck at noon, signifying the filing deadline had passed. With the banging of that gavel, Collier's second run for governor came to an end. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
The Republican president of the Kansas Senate, Ty Masterson, has selected a fellow lawmaker as his running mate in the race for Kansas governor. Fellow state senator Jeff Klemp is joining Masterson's ticket. President Donald Trump endorsed Masterson's campaign last week, and a Trump endorsement has proven to be a big boost to Republican primary candidates nationwide. Masterson says the endorsement led him to choose Klemp.
Since I have the President Trump's endorsement, I have the luxury of being able to choose the best guy for the job.
Klemp is a businessman from Leavenworth County. He is not up for re-election and could return to the legislature if he loses. Klemp won a hotly contested state Senate race in 2024 by just 31 votes. Climate change is bringing more hot days with high humidity to parts of Kansas. As Celia Yopis-Jepson reports, days like that can be a health risk.
Compared to the 1970s, Kansas City now gets 11 more days of humid hot weather per year. Topeka gets 16 more days. That's according to Climate Central, a nonprofit focused on climate change. It says the combination of heat and humidity makes it harder for the human body to cool itself by sweating. This can be dangerous for people who work outside, for older adults, and for people without access to air conditioning. Climate change is driving an increase in humidity because a warmer atmosphere can hold more moisture. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
You're listening to KPR. It's 4:35.
Support for Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Morning Edition keeps you in touch with your fellow human beings and with people seeking human contact, like those at speed friending events.
It was very good for my soul.
And at no phone bars.
I wanted to create a space where people could come, interact, be vulnerable, be nervous, but be human, you know what I mean?
I do. Listen for Life across the country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a screening of the documentary Nova 78 about William S. Burroughs, showing on June 28th at Liberty Hall. Details at freestatefestival.org.
Thanks for tuning in this afternoon at 5:01. We will have an update of news headlines at 5:06. Well, Iran says it is suspending all talks with the United States due to Israel's expanding occupations in Lebanon and Gaza. What is the latest? It feels like it changes hour by hour. We'll tell you what we know coming up right here on KPR. Mostly clear skies through the evening hours, mostly cloudy late tonight. It's going to be humid overnight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still humid, highs in the lower 80s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio at 10 minutes before 5.
Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Juana Summers.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are approximately 1 minute away. Stay tuned. It is 89 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 5 o'clock.
On Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Riverette Print Lawrence location. Quotes online at riverettks.com.
It's 89 degrees in Lawrence. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. This is All Things Considered, and it's 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll have an update of news headlines for you in approximately 12 minutes. At 5:44, we are going to talk about conservation and environmentalism, specifically as it pertains to U.S. rivers, some of which used to be so polluted that fish couldn't even live in them in any great numbers. Then in the 1970s, some federal laws were passed to deal with that problem.
Oh, there's all these species that have come back.
Even as fish and wildlife are rebounding in many rivers, though, some other problems are cropping up. We will talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Give Campus, a fundraising platform helping over 1,500 colleges, universities, and independent schools identify, engage, and steward donors. More information at givecampus.com.
Tonight on Classics Live, we will hear Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU Ed Laut performing some masterpieces by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge. Classics Live featuring Ed Laut tonight at 8 o'clock on KPR's Classics Live on your KPR 1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR 2, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for This American Life.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR.
You've endured with the world. Hear what they're saying on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your national hosts are Layla Fadlane Martinez. Locally, it's Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where K-State Extension experts provide education and resources in all 105 counties to support farmers, families, and communities across Kansas. More information at k-state.edu.
News headlines are coming your way in just about 40 seconds. Stay tuned. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We're with you till 7 o'clock. It is 5:30.
The FBI Support Network aims to provide legal assistance as well as emotional support and help finding new jobs. Ryan?
That's Ryan Lucas. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier will not be running this year to reclaim his former job. Collier did not show up to file for governor today before the gavel at the Kansas Secretary of State's office in Topeka struck at noon, signifying that the filing deadline had passed. That means Collier will not be on the Republican primary ballot in August. However, a surprise candidate announced today he's going to run for Kansas governor. State House reporter Zach Boblett has more on Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog's announcement.
Skoog's surprising announcement makes the Democratic gubernatorial primary a three-way race. Skoog currently serves as mayor of the second-largest city in the state, Overland Park. He's not been a Democrat for long, as Skoog switched party affiliations in 2022. Skoog says he's not changed, but the party he once supported has.
My values did not adjust to what the Republican Party has become today.
Skoog's running mate is Fredonia Family Practice Dr. Jennifer McKinney. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
A Kansas group is providing grants for programs aimed at treating substance abuse. Kansas Fights Addiction oversees 75% of opioid settlement funds that come into the state. More than $4 million is available in grants. Programs that use either community health workers or peer recovery are eligible. These programs help people transition from clinical treatment to everyday life. For example, these can include health workers assisting with housing. Alyssa Nava with Kansas Fights Addiction says peer counseling has become an important treatment.
With the peer side of things, there really is this additional component where they're able to provide that connection and guidance from their own lived experience.
Grants are open to most organizations or cities. More information is at sunflowerfoundation.org. The deadline for application is June 26th. One editorial note, the Sunflower Foundation is a financial supporter of Kansas Public Radio as a sponsor of the Community Spotlight series. Climate change is bringing more hot days with high humidity to parts of Kansas. As Celia Yopis-Jepson reports, days like that can be a health risk.
Compared to the 1970s, Kansas City now gets 11 more days of humid hot weather per year. Topeka gets 16 more days. That's according to Climate Central, a nonprofit focused on climate change. It says the combination of heat and humidity makes it harder for the human body to cool itself by sweating. This can be dangerous for people who work outside, for older adults, and for people without access to air conditioning. Climate change is driving an increase in humidity because a warmer atmosphere can hold more moisture. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It is 5:35.
This is All Things Considered from
NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. In the U.S., industries and cities used to pollute rivers so heavily that at least one in Ohio caught fire a dozen times. But a half century ago, a series of landmark federal laws started reining in water pollution. As a result, some rivers across the nation are now bouncing back to life. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson filed this report.
The Spring River starts in the...
Fishing in a nice, clean river is a lot more fun than doing it in a river filled with metals. Like if you wanted to go fishing and eat your fish, you can't do it if it's filled with metals.
Plus, with pollution like that, there wouldn't be many fish to catch. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias Del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias Del Sur's Facebook page.
You are listening to Kansas Public Radio, a service of the University of Kansas at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 6:01, then a conversation with Ross Baraka, the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. We're going to find out what he knows about the protests taking place outside of the Delaney Hall detention facility. Tempers really flared over the weekend. We'll know what he knows in just a moment here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study food safety and biosecurity to support the resilience of food systems in Kansas and across the nation. More information at k-state.edu.
It's 87 degrees in Topeka at 10 minutes before 6.
From Eric and Wendy Schmidt,
through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting driven by curiosity, not an agenda. Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. You will hear Morning Edition. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.